TalkZone.com.
TalkZone presents The League of Dads, featuring Christopher Smith, the show that helps fathers know their legal and constitutional rights and helps them with custody and child support issues. Here's your host for The League of Dads, Christopher Smith.
Thank you for sitting in with me for another edition of The League of Dads radio show here on TalkZone.com. This radio program is going to probably be a little spinoff of what we talked about last time on the show, our August 30th show. Got a lot of people that responded to that show. More good than bad, I would say probably for the first time, 90% good and 10% bad. But I'm kind of shocked in fact that there was a 10%. There's some things that should be 100%. As let's say the Connecticut basketball team, when they went the whole year and was undefeated. I think they did that twice, by the way. I don't follow college sports too much. So what we're going to do with this radio show is we're going to basically – because I've let everyone in on the gates to my neighborhood where I'm from, I'm going to quote you from little bits and pieces of previous shows where you can pretty much get an idea of what I was talking about the last show. With the last show, it was dedicated to my neighborhood on a grand scale, helping people understand from this comment. That was said that all black men are either gay or in jail. And I said that that is the stupidest statement in the history of the word. When I say things like, when I say things like I was threatened by my child's mom and where I'm from, this is what women do. They threaten to take fathers down to the white man. People, let me say this. There is a lot of men that are pretty much worth a piece of trash that will never ever see a courtroom because the individual that they're with will not ever bring them up on child support. It just won't happen. Where I'm from, I tell people when I give lectures, a lot of guys, that child support, in a sense, is the welfare system 1970s part two. In my neighborhood, where I'm from, in the 70s, that is, when women went down to apply for welfare, one of the requirements is that the man had to be out of the home. The man could not have been in the home. Fast forward to the 90s and the 2000s, the court system is now kind of like rewarding these mothers with a child support order against the father. Not all the fathers, such as myself, and I'm going to get into myself. I'm going to start to show off when I get into that. I'm going to start off with me. A lot of individuals, you know, shouldn't have been taken down for child support. But because of the various things that I said about in the last show about how a lot of women are, they prefer a no good guy. And, I told you in the last show that the woman was, walking with her son and her significant other. Don't know if they was married. Don't know if they was, just boyfriend and girlfriend, but they were together and his pants was on the bottom of his ass, not hanging off. It was at the bottom. And to me, that's a faggot move. So for you 10%ers out there that didn't agree with what I said because I was wrong, you know, you got a grown man wearing his pants off the bottom of his ass. That's some old faggot crap. You know, plain and simple. You don't like it. 35 Journal Square, Jersey City, New Jersey. That's where I'm at. League of Dads office is there. You come see me if you don't like it. But for someone to be walking down the street looking like a walking circus and to have a woman and then have some women send me emails that they got offended by that, really unbelievable. But let me get back to what I was saying. So now we're at the point where, as I was saying, a lot of individuals are getting drug down into child support because, as I stated, the welfare is child support, excuse me, is the welfare system, 1970s, part two. Basically, they only work when the family is broken down. All right. I stated in the last show that it seems as though a lot of women prefer a no good man. Let me elaborate on that statement just a little bit more. There is just no way that you can put up a defense. There's just no way anyone in their ordinary mind, a sound-minded individual, can make a claim the reason why they have partnered up with a no good individual when there are so many good individuals out there. Well, people, I had made a comment previous show that statistics now show that there are now more women working than men. I'm not mad at the statistic. I really don't care. I'm a good man and I take care of my business. But what that means is if there's more women working, then there are less men working. But then you guys also got to understand that there are more women than men. So I'm going to blame it on that. Even though I really don't believe that. I just think it's just times catching up with the lack of responsibility from the no good and for a lot of men. Just not no good, but just a lot of men. They unfortunately wasn't taught some things. As I stated last show, a lot of things are missing where I'm from. All right. So let's go back to what I just said. Now, you got a lot of women working and less men are working. Okay. So what exactly does that mean? As I stated in a previous show, that when you see a new car, where I'm from, when you see a new car and the music is playing a little loud and the individual's over there bopping her head, I assure you, 8 out of 10 of those are going to be women. With that being said, new car, obviously, good job. Now the statistic that came out stating that there are now more women working than men. We got ourselves a situation where a woman is doing a little bit better. Doesn't mean that she should, in fact, go out and get a no-good individual. But what happened, the false side, the downside to these strong-minded women, these women that are doing their own thing, is I hear this just about 70% of the time when I hear a woman talk, when you go on a date, when you're sitting down and y'all talking about relationships, one of the first things that come out of their mouths is, I don't need no man. And when you say to yourselves, when they say to themselves, I don't need no man, I personally think that that is a cancer that will grow, and that is a cancer that will help them make real bad decisions on family decisions. Because I don't hear men say I don't need a woman as much as I hear women saying that they don't need a man. And the reason why they don't need a man is, we're going to talk about Atiyah Bradley for a second. That's my child's mom. Give you an example of this. We're going to talk about Atiyah Bradley. Never said her name before, but I'm going to start saying some things because the unfortunate thing about my family is it is in the public, and I'm going to talk about that on a Just My Thoughts segment on the show. Atiyah Bradley, individual that probably makes about $80,000 to $100,000 a year, which is a decent amount of money in the neighborhood that she moved back to. Atiyah Bradley left the suburbs where we were at, and she moved back to the slums. So I had a woman tell me some time ago, you should have picked up on that some time ago, 11 years ago, when that happened. I didn't, though. That lady was exactly right. Me personally, I'm the type of person that when I need to understand a woman, I go talk to a woman about a woman. I don't talk to my boys about a woman. My boys don't know in depth about women. So when you hear me talk about women, it's because I talk to women a lot about women. This is why when some women send me emails to try and debate what I said, you go talk to your peers about it. Okay. Atiyah Bradley makes about $80,000 a year. Here's where the ignorance of the women where I'm from comes into play. Miss Bradley came to court many a times and said, I don't need your money. In the corridors of family courtrooms, she at one time when I had an attorney, she cursed out my attorney and I. She brought her posse down there, and they were ready to jump in me and my attorney's face, just shucking and jiving and cooning like the savage that she chose to be, and the savage that she chose to hang out with. Yeah, savage. When you act like a savage, that's what you are. So she comes to court, and she's down there. I don't need your money. All these things. So basically, don't need my money. You're just bringing me down here thinking that you're hurting me. But here's the problem with some independent women like Atiyah Bradley. This is what we call an Atiyah Bradley. As I told you in previous shows, I was paying for my daughter's private school, which was $410 a month. I told you in previous shows that in that same show that I was picking my daughter up from school every day, doing her homework and feeding her before I was dropping off at her mother house somewhere around 8 o'clock p.m. We goes to court. Well, she said, you know what? I make $80,000 a year. That's a lot of money. I really don't need to work together with you. So I'd rather just be like my savage friends and go get my child support. And so when I talk amongst my savages, we have something great to talk about. Oh, how much is your child support? Oh, you should have seen the way the judge was getting on him. Child support for him. Had no reason to take me down for child support, but this is the way she wanted to go. And this is just recently too. Continue to take me down there. So we goes to court, and as I stated before, she did not read what Judge Glenn Grant was telling her. That Judge Glenn Grant stated, is there any way that I can get you to accept what this man is doing here today? Nope, I don't want that. I want my child support. Let's stop right there for a second. A child support is an order. Child support order, custody order, or visitation order. We go to court because there's some type of chaos and confusion in what we're doing, and we go to court to see that they bring some right to this chaos and confusion. Just like when you see on Judge Judy, somebody countersues or Judge Mathis, they deny a claim. Family court will never do this. Family court will never ever deny an individual that comes down here for child support. They'll never deny it. They'll go ahead and say, well, since you want it, we gotta do it no matter what. But Judge Glenn Grant tried to give Atiyah Bradley the benefit of the doubt, and Atiyah Bradley said, nope. I want to be like my savage friends. I want to be like my savage friends because they got no good men, and they didn't have a man that after we broke up gave me a vehicle, was making a car note on it, was gave me a house to live in, and was paying the rent, and I was paying the small $600 a month mortgage. I don't want to be like them. I don't want that. I want to be like them. Okay. So we goes to court and we get a court order. And for some reason, she thinks that $80,000 a year is a lot of money. Now, in the area where I'm from, $80,000 a year is a lot of money. But outside the ghetto, outside the slums, $80,000 is nothing. It's nothing. If you work for it, it's good. If you and your husband or you and your wife is together and y'all one make $80,000, you both make $80,000, that's good. But to deny, this is what I'm talking about now, to deny someone, to deny someone's help. Think about it. You go to court to seek help at getting less money. You go to court to seek help in getting less money. My child support is not $410 a month. It's not. It's $256. But this woman went to court and said, I'll take child support. I want that instead. And then, over time, realizes that, wow, this guy got a driveway full of German cars. This guy he constantly building on his house. This guy got company vehicles over there with the writing on it. My daughter says that she works in the office with him and he got staff, I should be getting more money. So we constantly go back to court for an increase. And when we get there, you don't get an increase. Nobody gets an increase from me. I can tell everybody that I do real well. I'll broadcast it. The court, people in court knows. As a matter of fact, last week I sent three judges in the Essex County court system, some real jacked up letters. And people, when I do this, I say retaliation is always welcome. I put my name and my case number. So you can put me in a computer and you can say, when he comes in here, let him come to me because I want to be able to get him back for this. And when I tell my staff and I tell people that I write jacked up letters to the judge, they say, wow, I can't believe you do that. Well, my freedom of speech allows me to. I don't go by what individuals say. If anybody out there thinks that they can't say anything bad about a judge, well, they're ripping into our president. President Obama gets ripped into. What makes a judge think you can't talk bad about him? If you want to tell a judge how you feel about him or her, hell, put it in a letter. But when you get to court, don't discuss the letter. If you got to go, if you constantly go into court to speak to a specific judge, when you leave court, write him a letter and say, you know, I think you're wrong. I think you're just cocky and arrogant. I think you're just doing this because this is you're sitting on the throne. And when you get back to court, don't say anything about the letter. You have a right to do that. And I do it all the time. Proud of it. So this is part of the wave of stupidity that goes on where I'm from. You got a woman that went to court and continually take a man to court, me, because they feel as though they're entitled to when I was already giving. But because this individual is making money, she is now, she doesn't need me. People, let me tell you something. The only way you get ahead in life is not, it's not how much you make. I don't brag about how much money I make. I will never in life brag about how much money I make. I brag about how much money I save. Do you ever want to, excuse me, if my friends know, I'll tell them how much I save. That's what I brag about. So where I'm from, the community of people that when somebody makes $80,000 a year, they're above average where I'm from. But in the suburbs, $80,000 a year, they spit on that. That's garbage money. That's are you kidding me money? But where I'm from, because a lot of people are broke down. When you make $80,000 and you got a new car where I'm from, you're a god. You're a god. You know, one thing I explained to my daughter some years ago, I told my daughter, she said, Daddy, we live in a nice neighborhood. I said, baby girl, how do you live in a nice neighborhood and you claim somebody got shot this week in your neighborhood? I said, baby girl, we moved. Your mother and I moved you out of that neighborhood when you were born. But you're back in that neighborhood now. I said, so don't be fooled by the fact that you live in a decent development inside. Like as I tell people, I'll take a shack in the suburbs before I take a castle in the ghetto. Okay. So I'm trying to explain this to my child that in fact, no, you don't live in a nice neighborhood. But those are the things, those are the steps that goes on. Those are the things that goes on where I'm from. You take an individual that makes $80,000 a year, and it happened to me. They kick me off to the curb. Let me tell you something. If you're making $80,000 a year and someone is giving you $2,000 a year, accept it. Accept it. It's more. That means you get to use less of your money. Use less of your money. Save more of your money. That's a simple analogy, but my $410 a month and my picking the child up from school was not warranted. It wasn't warranted. It was something that was pushed back, said I didn't want it. This doesn't go on in other places. If somebody is doing more, as a matter of fact, in other neighborhoods, an attorney would advise this individual before they got to court, If that's what they're doing, you need to take that. I think it's really not a good idea because you're not getting that. As a matter of fact, an individual will probably went to court and then dropped a court order and because they were getting more. And listen, when we come back, we're going to get back into this. I'm going to talk about women that where I'm from that claim that they don't need a man. We're going to get a little bit more into that. League of Dads Radio on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.